Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We're going to be introduced to the great orator Tertullus. We don't know much about him, or I'm sure history has a little bit. The text doesn't give us much. So let's read his introduction, and let's read his accusation in front of Governor Felix of Apostle Paul as we are journeying through the book of Acts. Verse 1. Now after 5 days, Ananias the high priest came down with the elders and a certain orator named Tertullus. These gave evidence to the governor against Paul. And when he was called upon, Tertullus began his accusation saying, "Seeing that through you we enjoy great peace and prosperity is being brought to this nation by your foresight, we accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness." I would just interject here. Tertullus is doing the speaking for the accusers. They bring him as an orator. He was obviously very well versed in court proceedings, knew how to speak in front of the governor, probably had a fantastic style and speaking voice. He represents them, but he's also a classic grade A kiss-up, if you've noticed. He does a great job in the early verses of verse 24, really smooching up to Governor Felix in order to put them in a good position with him. He continues in verse 4, "Nevertheless, not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us. For we have found this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes." Now, he's talking about Paul, and if you want to get a good snapshot of what ticked the establishment off, if I can use that phrase, what ticked them off to such an extent about the Apostle Paul, then look at the three things listed in verse 5 of Acts 24. Let's look at them. Number one, they find him to be a plague. I think it could be easily said, probably a word we would understand, a phrase we would understand, is they thought that Paul was a cancer. He was an infectious disease of sorts. When you got around him, he influenced you. They found that to be a negative influence. Number two, he creates dissension among all the Jews throughout the world. So their accusation against Paul is that he's a cancer who causes problems within Judaism. Jews are being stirred up. So I would ask, what could he possibly have been doing that would cause a stir up among the Jews? And of course, we know the third accusation is why they think he's a cancer and why they think he's full of dissent, and that he's a ringleader. It's number three, he's a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, which means the sect of the Nazarenes means people who follow the Nazarene. And that's Jesus, who at this point, they're beginning to identify him as Jesus of Nazareth. And so a sect of the Nazarenes are these who follow Christ. So the reason he's a cancer and caused dissension among the Jews is that he continues to present this Jesus. They won't even bring up the name of Jesus in this accusation. But what is Paul doing to cause such dissent among the Jews? And that has to be his constant presentation of Christ. The fact that he is preaching Christ as the answer. The fact that Christ in Paul's gospel has become a stumbling stone. Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 1, a stumbling block to the Jews. And that's because the Jews had the law and they had Moses, and they had the priesthood, and they didn't think they needed a Messiah spiritually. They thought they needed a Messiah militarily, politically. And Paul is preaching a Jesus that is not a Messiah militarily or politically, but is a Messiah spiritually, and for the Jews, that's a stumbling block. That's their chief accusation. We'll continue with their accusations tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.